Hi everyone, I'm Eng Tiong. I am Microsoft MVP in Visual Studio and Development Technology. Today, I'm going to talk about Learn C Sharp Programming. Today's agenda will cover variables and constant. Let's start about C Sharp variables. C sharp variables. A variable is nothing but a name given to a storage area that our program can manipulate. Each variable in C sharp has a specific type, which determines the size and layout of the variable's memory, the range of values that can be stored within that memory, and the set of operations that can be applied to the variable. Here is the basic value type provided in C sharp can be categorized as integer type, floating point type, decimal type, boolean type, nullable type. C sharp also allows defining other value types of variables such as enum and reference type of variables such as class, which we will cover in subsequent chapter. Defining variables. Syntax for variable definition in C sharp is data type variable list. Here, data type might be a valid C sharp data type including char, integer, float, double, or any user defined data type. And variable list may consist of one or more identifier names separated by commas. Some valid variable definitions are shown here. Integer I, J, K, char C, CH, float F, salary, double D. You can initialize a variable and the time of definition as int I equal to 100. Initializing variables. Variables are initialized assigned a value with an equal sign followed by a constant expression. The general form of initialization is variable underscore name equal to value. Variable can be initialized in their declaration. The initializer consists of an equal sign followed by a constant expression as data type variable name equal to value. Here is some example. It is a good programming practice to initialize variable properly, otherwise sometimes program may produce unexpected result. Let's go for demo. The following example use various type of variables. When the above code is completed and executed, it produces the following result: A equal to 10, B equal to 20, C equal to 30. Let us continue accepting value from user. The console class in the system namespace provide function read lines for accepting input from the user and store into a variable. For example, int num. Num equal to convert dot to int 32 console dot read line. The function convert dot to int 32 convert the data entered by the user to integer data type because console dot read line accept the data in string format. L value and R value expression in C#. There are two kinds of expression in C#. L value and expression that is an L value may appear as either the left hand or right hand side of an assignment. R value and expression that is an R value may appear on the right hand but not left hand side of an assignment. Variables are your values and hence they may appear on the left hand side of an assignment. Numeric, literal are R values and hence they may not be assigned and cannot appear on the left hand side. Following is a valid C# statement. Int g equal to 20. But following is not a valid statement and would generate compile time error 10 equal to 20. Next, we are going to talk about constant and literals. Let's get started. The constant refer to fit value that the program may not alter during the its execution. This fit value also called literal. Constant can be of any of the basic data type like an integer constant, a floating constant, a character constant, or a string literal. There are also enumeration constant as well. The constants are treated just like regular variables except that their value cannot be modified after their definition. Integer literals. An integer literal can be a decimals or hexadecimals constant. A prefix specifies the base of radix 0s or 0 with capital S for hexadecimal and there is no prefix ID for decimal. An integer literal can also have a suffix that is a combination of U and Y for unsigned and long respectively. The suffix can be uppercase or lowercase and can be in any orders. Here are some examples of integer literal. Following are other examples of various types of integer literals. Let's talk about floating point literals. A floating point literal has an integer part, a decimal point, a fractional part, and exponent part. You can represent floating point literal either in decimal form or exponential form. Here are some examples of floating point literals. While representing in decimal form, you must include the decimal point, the exponent, or both. And represent using exponential form, you must include the integer part, the fractional part, or both. The sign exponent is introduced by small e or capital E. Character constant. Character literal are enclosed in single quote. For example, as and can be stored in a simple variable of char type. A character literal can be a plain character such as an escape sequence such as /t or a universal character such as /u0 2C0. There are certain characters in C sharp when they are preceded by a backslash. They have special meaning and they are used to represent like new line, backslash n, or tab backslash t. Here is a list of some of such escape sequence code. Let's go for demo. Following is the example to show few escape sequence characters. When the above code is compiled and executed, it produces the following result: Hello World. Let's continue to talk about string literals or constants are enclosed in double quotes or with alliance double quotes. A string contains characters that are similar to character literals, blank characters, escape sequence, and universal character. You can break a long line into multiple lines using string literal and separating the part using white space. Here are some examples of string literal. All the three forms are identical string. Defining constant. Constants are defined using const keyword C-O-N-S-T. Syntax for defining a constant is const data type constant name equal to values. Let's go for demo. The following program demonstrates defining and using a constant in your program. When the above code is compiled as good, it produces the following result. Let us enter a 3 as a value. Then you will get the area 28.274431. That's all for my presentation. Thank you.